This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
This year, there will be great pressure put on politicians and healthcare officials to extend lockdowns in an effort to curtail the health impact of the pandemic. In past commentaries, I've talked about the devastating social and economic impact lockdowns have had. They've also been a major factor in widening the gap between rich and poor. Stephen Moore, in a recent column, reminds us that Democrats and liberal economic advisors obsess about income inequality. Many of the policy pronouncements we will see in 2021 will be justified morally as a way to reduce the gap between rich and poor. But the biggest driver in widening the income gap has been the lockdowns. The president of the National Low Income Housing Coalition argues that the majority of the up to 17 million households at risk of losing their homes this winter are people of color. Another survey found that minorities and the poor have been more vulnerable to job and income losses from the ensuing economic crisis, in large part because Black and Latino workers are overrepresented in the service industries wiped out by the shutdowns. Meanwhile, one of the richest men on the planet, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, makes $321 million every day. He's also complained about how the lockdowns exacerbate inequality, but it's also worth mentioning that Amazon has been the world's biggest beneficiary from locking down brick and mortar stores. So who's pushing these lockdowns? Well, the New York Times listed the 10 states with the strictest lockdown orders. What do they have in common? They all have Democratic governors. People who can work from home, along with people who are guaranteed a steady income, aren't adversely affected by lockdowns. But lockdowns are crushing people on the lower income scale and aren't going to benefit much from a small government check. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.